Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Prowling through the markets this past week, I was pleased to see a wide variety of greens showing up. This week, I'd like to talk about several in particular that may not be in your regular arsenal. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I'm thinking that things like sorrel, arugula, and Belgian endive deserve a lot of attention.
I think you're right, and I knew maybe arugula might be common to people, but certainly sorrel and endive are things I could bet, probably, you know, knowingly, that it's not very common in people's diets.
No, I think not. The first one I want to discuss is sorrel, which is beloved in France and almost unknown in this country. And this is puzzling because it has a very pleasant, distinct flavor and is easy to use in cooking. And it grows well in places over here, not everywhere, but it does grow over here. It does grow in Maryland. Now, there are three kinds of sorrel, broadleaf, French, and red-veined. And the plant is a winter-hardy perennial, and it grows with just the slightest encouragement in the right place. Now, the plant constantly produces new leaves from the center, so it stays active all the warm months. But I think the late summer leaves are very bitter, and so you might want to concentrate on using it during the earlier months.
It's the same thing with all these greens. If you're going to grow them, they're going to be springtime things. As it gets warmer, they all get bitter. But what you can do is let them bolt, which is, you know, produce seed, and let them seed themselves for a second crop that you can harvest in the fall.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. The French have perfected sorrel soup. And in fact, at the famous three-star restaurant, La Tour d'Argent, it's one of the featured dishes, and they're very proud of their recipe. So we'll put some ideas on that on the website.
Well, I think it's cool that sorrel has such a really bright lemony taste.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It surprises people when I let them taste it because they can't believe it's like such a burst of lemon.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're going to make the soup, you want to use the older leaves, not the real young ones, which are a little on the mild side. Yeah. Jerry, I think you're right. Arugula has been very trendy and he's become a very well-established part of our cuisine. But it's fairly rare to see arugula in anything but a salad.
Yeah.
And it does taste good. But for cooking purposes, why not just consider it as another kind of spinach? A good idea might be an arugula bacon soup. Working with a vegetable broth, you cook the onions and garlic and add some spices, a whiff of cayenne perhaps, and stir in a little crumbled bacon and bang, you've got a great soup. The other thing that you can try is to gently saute the arugula with chopped red peppers, onions, garlic, and chopped Brussels sprouts. And this is going to give you a spectrum of flavors that will be astonishing. Just be sure to add the arugula at the very end so you don't overcook it.
Yeah, as the summer moves on and the arugula gets bigger and broader leaf, I've actually made creamed arugula instead of creamed spinach, and it's an awesome side dish.
Oh, wow, what a great idea. Belgian endives, which are those little kind of pale green torpedoes, seem to have their own little distinctive flavor. And because of their tight structure, endives become very, very popular to braise or to grill. And it's a nice idea to keep in mind when you're got the barbecue going. The other lovely thing you can do with them is those little leaves look like little canoes. And you can stuff them with all sorts of stuff. And they make great little appetizers. A lot of fun to have on hand. So go out there, try some of these, particularly the sorrel when you can find it. You'll have a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.